You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, class, take your seats. I said take your seats. Class, sit.
Shh.
I swear you're all acting like a bunch of animals. Pet Life Radio presents Teacher's Pet, where you'll learn how to understand and communicate with your pet and train them to be the best pet they can be. It's time to see the world from your pet's point of view. So give a tail-wagging welcome to your Teacher's Pet host on PetLifeRadio.com. You may even learn a few tricks yourself.
Hi, welcome to Teacher's Pet on Pet Life Radio. This is Pia Silvani, Director of Training and Behavior at St. Hubert's Animal Welfare Center in Madison, New Jersey, and your host. This week, you'll be teaching your dog to stand still when asked to stand stay. This takes a lot of patience and practice, not only on your part, but as well as the part of the dog. This behavior is more difficult than it appears because it requires significant self-control and concentration on the part of your dog. To be successful, be patient with your dog's training and progress. The slower you work, especially with this behavior, the more success you're going to see. Now, I typically use this for grooming purposes. If I'm bringing my dog to the vet for a vet exam, real handy when you want to get your dog up onto the scale, for example. Looks so impressive, too, when you get your dog to stand still on the scale without moving around. I even clip my dog's nails in a stand stay, and probably I'm going to say the times that you're going to use it more than ever will be wiping muddy paws, maybe giving baths, or if you need to, just simply brush your dog. So before we begin our training session, make sure that you've got your tug toy with you and obviously some treats and your dog. So we'll take a short break to hear from our sponsors. And when we return, get ready for some training.
Okay, class, grab your tuna flakes, biscuits, and bones. Teacher's Pet will be back in two shakes of a tail right after recess.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, class, hang up your collars and leashes. Teacher's Pet is back in session. Now park yourselves on the floor. I said park, not bark. Ugh. Okay, Teacher's Pet. Pay attention, there may be a quiz later.
Welcome back. This is Pia Silvani, host of Teacher's Pet on Pet Life Radio. Thanks for joining us. Today you're going to be teaching your dog to stand and then stay. So basically, if we're going to define stand stay, what I want you to think about is that your dog assumes a standing position on cue. So first, you're going to teach your dog to stand. And once he is reliably standing on cue, then you're going to have your dog stay. Again, just like we did in our previous sessions when we worked with sit and down stay. I'm going to start off very slowly with very short duration. And then we'll build gradually. You can add your distractions and then you can add your distance as time goes on. But our goal for today is to get the dog to stand on cue and to remain still. I'm going to say when we first start 5 seconds, let's not look for much more than that. So what I'd like your dog to do is start off with your dog in a standing position. Do not put him in a sit yet. We need to teach the dog what the hand signal means first. So you're going to have a couple of treats in your hand. And again, right hand or left hand, it makes no difference. Make sure your dog is standing and hold a treat right in front of the dog's nose. So your palm is basically facing the floor. Now, this can look like a down to your dog. If you recall, the hand signal for down is a palm facing the floor and you're bringing your hand downward. This hand signal is very similar. Instead of bringing it downward, though, what you're going to do is you're going to drag your hand out so the treat moves away from your dog's nose horizontally to the floor. So you're working evenly with the floor. So it's going to be straight out away from your dog's nose. So palm facing the floor, treat in front of your dog's nose horizontally to the floor. I want you to pull it straight outward in a slight upward motion. Your dog should walk a few steps. When he does, mark it with a yes and then give him the treat. So let's go over that again. Put the treat in front of your dog's nose. Lower the dog forward by dragging your hand straight out away from your dog's nose. Probably, let's say 6 inches if you can, if not a little bit more. Your dog should follow it. Take a step or two. Once he does, say yes, give treat. So let's do that a couple of times before we move on to the next step. And this is what we're doing right now is we're teaching him to follow it and move forward. Again, treat in front of dog's nose. Pull it away from the dog's nose horizontally to the floor. He takes a couple of steps, say yes, and give treat. So do this 2 or 3 more times, and then we're ready to move on to the next step. Again, lower out, away. Once your dog is following it easily, mark it with a yes, and then give the treat. Okay, so now what I quickly want you to do, still you're going to have the treat in your hand. You're just going to lure your dog into the sit position. Do not say sit at this time. Just lower him into the seated position. Use the same hand signal that you just did by luring the dog forward, and he should stand up at this point. The second your dog gets up from the sit into the stand position, I want you to mark it with a yes and give him the treat. So there's no reason for your dog to take more than a step or two. If your dog is getting up and walking, you're dragging your hand too far. So be careful not to lure him by continuing to move the treat away from his nose to the point where he begins to walk. He should only take a step or two to get out of the sit. Okay, so let's try that again. Lure him back into the sit. Now use your hand signal. Don't say stand yet. We're going to wait for him to do it several times before we add the cue. Lure him straight out. As soon as he's standing, say yes, and then give the treat. Get lower him back into the sit again. Fingers in front of the nose. Drag your hand away. Pull it out. As soon as he's standing, say yes, and give the treat. Now, each dog is going to learn differently. If your dog should happen to lie down, for example, because he's anticipating the down hand signal, what I want you to do then is, I want you to make sure that you're taking a step. So you may want to face the side of your dog. So let's just say your dog is in the sit position. I want you facing the dog's side. And you may have to take one step. So if you're using your right hand, for example, what you want to do is take a slight step forward as you lure with the right foot. And that will help encourage the dog to get up and not lie down. You also might be luring the dog in a downward position. Try to lure with an angle slightly going upward instead. All right, if your dog now is easily following that, now you can add the verbal cue. So what you're going to do again now is put your dog in the sit. As you start to begin to lure, you're going to lure and clearly say stand as you lure the dog forward. And as soon as he stands, mark it with a yes and give him a treat. Then release him a little bit and try it again. Put your dog back into the sit, lure him. If he's doing it consistently, you could say stand. As soon as he's up, say yes and give the treat. Now start to make the movement a little less, shorten it up again so your hand is not moving quite so far away. So you almost want to drag it out maybe 3 inches and no more than that. So this way your dog actually, what he's going to do is kick his rear legs back so he's not walking forward. Again, don't worry about the stay at this time. We're going to do that in a second. But right now, we're just interested in making sure that the dog can quickly get up from a sit when you say stand. Again, lure him one more time, just as you taught him. Bright signal. Say, as soon as he stands, say yes and give the treat. Now, before we go to break, I'm going to have you just practice a few more, and then don't forget to use your tug toy. This time, I want you to take your treat out of your hand and see if your dog will follow the hand signal without the visible lure. So again, just same hand signal, no food. Try to make your hand signal as quick as possible. If your dog follows it, as you say, stand, no treat in the hand, mark it with a yes, and immediately give him a treat from a hidden place. So I'm going to go over that one more time so you can do a few on the break. Again, no food in hand. If your dog's not ready for this step yet, then continue to use the food. But you want to try to move quickly through this so you're not dependent, so your dog's not dependent on that food lure present. Again, sweeping hand signal forward as you say stand. The second your dog stands, mark it with a yes and give him a treat from a hidden place. Okay, work on that a little bit. Give your dog a break. Take a little tug break. So as always, don't drill the dog. Make sure we want him fresh when we come back. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Okay, class, grab your tuna flakes, biscuits, and bones. Teacher's pet will be back in two shakes of a tail right after recess.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to win with dogs! With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Win with Dogs!
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, class, hang up your collars and leashes. Teacher's pet is back in session. Now park yourselves on the floor. I said park, not bark. Ugh. Okay, teacher's pet. Pay attention. There may be a quiz later.
Hi, welcome back to Teacher's Pet on Pet Life Radio. This is Pia Silvani, your host. We were working now on getting your dog to learn to stand. Now what we're going to do is have him stand a little bit longer when you tell your dog to stay. If your dog doesn't have an understanding of what stay means, if you need to really go back then to our previous training sessions. Let me see what they were. I believe we taught stay in session number 3 and session number 4. So what I would suggest is go back to session 3 and session 4, teach your dog to have a reliable sit and down stay, and then the stand stay is going to be easier for you. Now, what you're going to do is use your bridging cue. Remember, your bridging cue is what we call a low-value reinforcer. It means that you're not going to get a reward at this time, but keep doing what you're doing. Continue to do it. You're correct. And my recommendation was to use good boy or good girl. So remember, this phrase is used for duration exercises only. And your release word, okay, is followed by your reward. So what we're going to do now is, if your dog is having trouble holding a position, you may need to give him a treat to help him remain in place. However, what I prefer is that you don't give the treat until the very end when you give your verbal okay release. So after your dog is getting up into the stay position, and hopefully that food lure is gone, tell your dog to stay, take a couple of treats in your hand, the hand that you lured with. Okay, put a couple of treats and make it into a cup. So your hand is in a cup and you're going to drop a couple of treats, keeping it right at your dog's nose level. One at a time, just drop a few in there. Good. So he's standing still and he's actually eating from the cup of your hand. have one treat ready and tell him, okay, and move him forward. Make sure he gets out of that stand position. So let's explain that one more time. Before you do it, listen up first. What you're going to do is you're going to use your hand signal. You're going to say stand, then turn the palm of your hand towards the dog's nose. You're almost telling him to stop. And at that time, tell him stay, flip your palm up towards the ceiling, and make a cup with your hand. And one at a time, keep it right next to your dog's nose. You don't want to move it any further. Drop one treat in. Your dog should be standing still and eating it. Drop another treat in. He should still be standing still. Drop a third one in. Save the fourth one maybe for release. Take that cup and move your hand forward. Tell him, okay. As you move your hand away, your dog should step forward and you can reward him. All right, let's give that another try. Again, if your dog is moving around, you might be moving too quickly, or you might be moving that hand around. Try to keep that hand steady and still in front of the dog's nose. Again, have him stand on cue. Give the stop signal in front of your dog's nose. Tell him to stay. Face your palm up toward the ceiling. And one at a time, drop a treat in. And now maybe drop a treat in. Wait 1 to 2 seconds before you drop a second treat in. So you're asking for more and more duration. You're expecting your dog to stand still, okay, with duration. If at any time your dog starts to move, quickly pull that hand away and start again. So he starts to realize that movement does not cause you to put more food into that cupped hand. Instead, it goes away. So he's not going to get a reward for moving around. Okay. Give him a little break. Take a tug toy out and just give him a little bit of a break. Then I'm going to tell you what your next step is. So again, in between, make sure you're using your release word. Make sure he's giving it immediately. Don't have a tug of war game with the dog. The dog should spit it out the second you say give or release. Tease him with the toy a little bit and then end with a sit. All right, let's go back again now. Now what you're going to do is you're going to ask for a little bit more duration, okay, and you're not going to leave your hand cupped there anymore. What you're going to do now is lure the dog, I'll tell you first, and then you can practice. You're going to lure the dog with no food in hand into the stand position, put that stop signal on, tell him to stay. This time take your hand away for a second, stand up. Okay, stand very still, praise him, tell him good boy, hold it, and okay, release. And you may have to move just to encourage the dog to get up. And now the reward comes at the end. All right, explain it one more time. You start off with the dog seated. You're going to give him the hand signal as you say stand. Flat palm in front of the dog's nose as you say stay, so it looks like a stop. Pull the hand away as you calmly praise your dog. Good boy. And okay, release. And then you reward. And you can remember, you can reward with, you don't have to reward with food. You can reward with a tug game in between. Okay, now I'm going to go over the next step. Only if you're ready to move on. If you're not ready to move on, remember you can always refer back to this training session and come back to it. If you recall, back in sessions 3 and 4, when we did our down and sit stays, what we did was we also added some distance. Right now, you probably shouldn't be adding any distractions. It's going to be real difficult for your dog to hold a stand stay with distractions. So what you can do if you're not ready for this is just gradually add some distance. And I'll explain how you're going to do this. Let me explain it first, and then I'll talk you through it. You're going to tell your dog to stand, giving the hand signal. Tell the dog to stay, giving the stay signal. And then what you're going to do is take one, maybe pivot toe to toe. And this is where your dog might sit, just because he's used to sitting in front of you all the time. So try not to be too close to the dog that forces him to sit. So maybe take one step away, remind him to stay if you need to. Calmly praise. Remember, the praise means keep doing it. You're on the right track. Move back to your dog and give him a little body pat. Okay, and release. All right. So again, your goal is you're going to take one step. You're just going to move just slightly back away from your dog. Always return to your dog and then give him an okay release. The key is now what you want to try to do, and again, you don't want to move too quickly, but your goal is that you can, and if you feel you need to, you can hold your hand out sort of like a stop signal as you're backing away, but I want you to be able to fade that. So if you think that helps your dog out, by all means, do that. So you're going to take steps backwards, and you're going to gradually go from one step back, maybe take two steps back, and two steps in, and a little pat-pat as you say, okay, release the dog, and he gets his reward at the end. Okay, maybe the next time you take three steps back. If at any time your dog starts to move forward, if he's moving around, if he's starting to get fidgety, you could be going too fast. You might be asking the dog to do too many, and he's getting bored with it. So I would move on to something else. You may need to go back and practice a few sit or down stays just to remind the dog what stay means. Again, remember, this takes a lot of self-control on the dog's part. All right, do one more, and then I'm going to tell you what you're going to work on from here on in and what your goal should be. So again, it's stand, stay, stand up straight, try to take a step or two back away from your dog. As you're praising the dog, calmly praise him, move very slowly and calmly, and a quick pat-pat, okay, release, and play. Well done, well done. Alrighty, have a seat, get a pencil and paper, and I'm going to tell you what your goal is. Your goal is, and typically I never walk far away from the dog. I mean, probably the longest distance that I'll ever leave my dog will be a couple of feet. And that might be for purposes of, say, I'm bathing my dog and I need to keep my dog still in that stand stay as I'm bathing him, but I have to go get maybe the conditioner. So I have to step away. But typically, you're not going to step away from the dog. But your dog has to understand that you will always return to him and release him. What I'd like you to do is gradually add duration. And again, stand stay is not used for long durations, long periods of time. Think of this as something maybe you use when you just want to give your dog a brushing. Pick up his feet to wipe his muddy paws. That's going to take some time, but it needs some reliability first to be able to stand still. So gradually, as he's doing this, what you can do is maybe take a hand down your dog's back and pet him once and then release him. Then maybe put him in a stand stay and go over him with your hand once or twice and then release him. Another way you can do this is take your brush. This is really helpful for dogs who like to be brushed. If they don't like to be brushed, I wouldn't be putting them in a standstill. You're not going to have much reliability. But here's a little secret that I tell a lot of people. What you can do is you can get a tongue depressor, put a little peanut butter on it, and let your dog lick the peanut butter off the tongue depressor as you brush. So your dog is actually standing and he's getting rewarded for the brushing. Some people have also put some peanut butter or maybe some Cheese Whiz on the refrigerator door right at the dog's nose level, allowing the dog to lick at the peanut butter on the refrigerator as they're doing the brushing. That also teaches the dog to stand still. You might also want to brush your dog when he's eating his meal, because at that point, basically what he's doing is he's standing still and he's getting reinforced for it. So your goal, again, to get some duration and then gradually start to pick up a paw. And when you pick up a paw, make sure you're not picking it up very high. Remember, the dog's got to learn that he can balance on the other three. So just gradually start to pick up one paw and put it down and then release him. And maybe pick up two paws. Obviously not at the same time. Maybe one, the right front and then the left front and then release him. And then maybe pick up the rear, going to be a little bit more difficult. Your dog may start to flinch a little bit. So again, don't pick it up too high too quickly. Just start off so your dog learns how to balance on three legs. Then you can pick them up a little bit higher as time goes on. Alrighty, unfortunately, we're out of time. So don't forget to check back with us each week for new guest interviews and more training sessions. So I'd just like to end our training session for today by giving a special thanks to our producers for making this show happen, as always. If you would like a transcript of the show or any other shows on Pet Life Radio Network, please go to PetLifeRadio.com and click on Teacher's Pet. Also, if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a show, I greatly appreciate an email. You can send me an email at Pia@PetLifeRadio.com. So, until next time, this is Pia signing off once again. Thank you for your interest in Pet Life Radio. Take care.
School's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet, only on PetLifeRadio.com.